Okay, on this Wednesday, May 9th, 2018, at 7,
we're close on time,
7:04, I called the KPFT local station board to order. Before we get started, public, I have a few things for you to know. There's the sign-up sheet for public comment back there. It's orange. There's also comment cards behind it. So if you want to write your own comments for the minutes, you can do this there. Otherwise, Ted will write them and then email you and check that he got it right. Also, our committee calendar is back there if you're interested in joining any committees. And there are agendas in the white folder as well as standing and special rules and bylaws for you to reference. Board members, first of all, I wanted to note that Joseph sent an email today from governance about points of order, just clarifying what those are and when to use them. They're only to be used if something's breaking the rules in the moment. So let's try as much as we can not to interrupt speakers for points of order. At least wait till they're done speaking. We're going to have speaking time limits, so it shouldn't be too hard. Finally, just to reiterate our process for dealing with members that are out of order. First, you get a warning. Then you get called to order three times. And after that, I'm going to ask you to apologize and adjust your behavior. And then if you don't, then I entertain a motion for a consequence. So just so you know, I'm going to try to follow that faithfully. You can all help me by staying in order and calling points of order when you see someone who's out of order. Finally, this is just kind of a personal privilege thing, but I live an hour away, and at the end of the meeting, I need to go home to my daughter. So there's been a lot of people who've come to try to have long conversations with me after meetings. I really just can't do that. I'm not listening to you if you're talking to me at that time, so it's better to email or call me. I hope that's not asking too much. Okay, it is time for staff recognition. I'd like to recognize Patrick for continuing the soundboard training on the first Saturdays of the month. Everyone's invited, and he's helping people learn how to use it and be involved.
I'd like to recognize Robert Gardner for the continued support he gives to many different shows down at the station, the work that he does at the building to help keep the facility operating and clean and fast. Kind of once in a while, so appreciate the work that he does. Also, I'd like to appreciate Don Freeman for the work that he's been doing, and Wendy. Both of them, I think, have been putting a lot of hours on work, as well as Bobby. Our staff has been doing really great work for us, and we appreciate it very much.
Joseph, if you want any of that in the minutes, you're going to have to write it down and send it to me, because I'm not going to go to the recording of this meeting.
Oh, yeah, Markeisha.
So you said
Bob Gardner. We're not going to repeat it. He can either write it down, or y'all can figure it out after the meeting. We don't have time for repetition. Are there any other staff recognitions? Next is roll call. We have a really packed agenda tonight, and I emailed you all beforehand to tell you that mathematically it's impossible to do our agenda tonight, and so I just wanted our check-in question to be, what is the most important item on this agenda? Understanding we probably aren't going to get to everything, so let's just keep in mind what everyone here thinks is important. So when we call your name, you can say what's most important. Please don't say why, just say the name of the item. Or you can say here if you choose not to participate. Again, this is the May 9th KPFT local station board meeting.
What do we say? What's most important?
What on the agenda? What item on the agenda is most important to you? Okay.
Adriana Casanev.
Jason.
Bill Crozier.
Here.
Joseph Davis.
Roll call.
Elaine Duncan requested an excused absence. Anissa Faruqi.
Here.
Rhonda Garner.
Present.
Robert Gardner. Wally James.
Here.
Jim Kravka.
Section 3, number 23.
Dwayne Lark.
Present.
Adrienne LaViolette.
My motion for programmers and staff to participate in the evaluation.
Mike Lewis.
Here.
Jerry Lynch. Matthew Moore.
The interim general manager's report.
Susie Moreno.
Present. General manager report.
Rick Potoff.
The executive session.
Georgia Provost. Nancy Saibara Naratomi.
Present.
Deborah Shafto.
Here.
Casey Sinclair.
The executive session.
Cliff Smith. Rita Washington.
Present.
Myself, the last item on expanding marketing of the station. What's the number?
8B, or 13B.
13B. Okay. Venicia Williams.
Here.
Robert Gartner has arrived.
Okay, and so absent is Cliff Smith, Jerry Lynch, and Elaine Duncan, who requested an excused absence.
Move to excuse absences that are following special rules.
Is there a second?
Point of order. There's no special rule. So when Joseph does move to excuse absences that qualify, there's no special rule because a motion was passed by the LSB in February 8th, 2017.
There's a
that repealed the special rule.
Adrian, I'm not trying to interrupt you, but I'm trying to explain that it's on the agenda later. Can we get to it then? I'm trying to respect the other business.
It's a point of order. There's no special rule, and therefore...
Okay, then I will get to that right now. I have it on my agenda. Let me find my notes. My ruling on this point of order is that Special Rule Article 1, Section 1 is not suspended, nor has it ever been, as the original motion was out of order. You can look in your folder. There is a packet that says Attendance Subcommittee Report. We were supposed to get to this much later, but we're getting to it now. I sent this a week ago, so you could review it before. So you could review it before. This comes out of a subcommittee that was made from the governance committee that involved myself, Elaine, and PK. And you'll see our recommendations on the second page. The back of the first page says this point of order. Attached is the evidence for this point of order. The next page is Sustaining Rules Article 1, Section 1. It says items for the LSB agenda must be sent to the LSB chair no later than 10 days prior to the meeting. Next is some Robert's Rules of Order evidence. One is about the amendment of special rules requiring previous notice. The next one is what previous notice means. It means it needs to be announced at the previous meeting or at the call of the meeting, which means the agenda. Next, you'll see an email from Hank Lamb that proposes a motion 7 days before the meeting, not 10 days before the meeting. Then you'll see the agenda. The motion is not on it. Then you'll see the minutes, and you'll see the motion that Hank Lamb presented is different than the one he emailed and also didn't have proper notice. That's my ruling.
So I challenge.
Yeah, is there a second to the challenge to the chair? Okay, so I get to speak again. to support myself. If you think about this, a special rule is really important to us. It's something that we've decided in order to determine membership. It shouldn't be taken lightly. Our special rule as it is pretty lenient on us. We can miss 6 meetings in a row without being kicked off of this board. Because the governance committee at the adoption of this rule made it a special rule, they chose to put these special rules in order for it, that it had to have previous notice because it was so important to this body. Previous notice means at the agenda or at the meeting before. Hank's motion came after the agenda was already sent, and then the motion he presented in the meeting was different than the one he emailed. And previous notice also requires that the motion presented is exactly the same as the one that was given notice. And you can look in the Roberts Rule page that I copied to show that. So this is out of order. I also want to say, because I get to speak, is that this change doesn't make any difference except to one member. And if we would wait so this came up in the agenda, we could deal with that, get him off the burner, and then deal with this point of order. Yes. Okay, so now we get 2 speakers against, 3 speakers for, or I just spoke, so 1 against.
I have a point of order first.
Yes.
We're in a point of order. You can't raise a point of order.
Why?
We're in a point of order. You can't have 2 things.
I can put you on stack, Jim.
I need to know if we're adding any new members tonight.
Adrian, we're in the midst of something else.
People.
Adrian, you have a minute.
1 minute?
Yeah.
Hank Webb noticed this in good faith. He noticed the motion a week in advance. The motion was heard. It was debated. It was amended. That's why it's different than what Hank Lamb initially presented. So obviously it's different. It was voted on. It was passed by a 2/3 majority of the then-serving LSB. The chair was present. The secretary wrote the minutes, which included the passed motion, and the minutes were then approved by the LSB. So all of this was done in good faith. With more than a majority that voted for it, and he did it for good reason. He did it because this special rule is being abused, and he wanted to stop the abuse. So basically, the last thing I want to say is, the chair has to honor the board's resolutions from 2007. She can't go back in time and reverse a board's resolution. She needs to pass another resolution to do it. So this is entirely out of order from the get-go.
Thank you. Is there a speaker for to support the chair? Dwayne?
Madam Chair, thank you for your hard work in trying to be fair. I know that's impossible sometimes when people already got their witchcraft going, but I don't want to make Hank Lamb an interest or a subject to this matter. I want to make the fact that there has always been a faction on this board that did not like rules with respect to restricting individuals. We spent 18 months on this matter in governance under the leadership of this gentleman, and we spent countless number of hours trying to find that silver lining. When we had at least 5 people who missed 11 meetings out of 14. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't want to serve, if you don't have time to serve, don't serve, resign. Because all this is about is individuals who call in because their mama's sick or any other reason under the sun, and we've got works to do. And as a result of that, we can't make quorum if we have such loose rules as we have. So that's why we made this rule.
Thank you. Is there a speaker against the chair? Matthew, and then Jill.
To use your own words, these standing rules are
very
important.
I request that you speak to the chair, not me.
I wasn't even looking at you. Thank you very much.
Out of
order. To use your own words, these standing rules are very important, and so is the dissolution of standing rules that this body decided to do. You know, this isn't about what governance created, how it was being used, and all of that. Apparently, at one point in time, people disagreed with it. In good faith, they came together, they debated, and they overruled it, with the caveat that governance was supposed to go back and try to redo the rule And since governance has not done their job yet to come up with a new one, we're stuck without a standing rule because we have to honor what has already been passed.
Thank you. Joseph?
This foundation is going bankrupt, and the reason it's going bankrupt is we don't know how to follow the rules. We don't. This is Robert's Rules of Orders. It is required by our parliamentary law that we pass it, and it actually means we act as a democratic body. We are not a mob that shows up and, well, we got one more vote than you. Screw you, we do what we want. That's why, in here, when we make special rules, they require special handling for special purposes. And when these people did what they did, had they actually followed the rules correctly, they would have achieved what they wished. They didn't do it. And now, they don't have what they want. All you need to do is put the motion to get rid of this rule on the floor, and you can do it now. You need to do it properly. Because if you don't do it properly, you didn't do it at all. As Robert Mark, and I quote him, if it's not in the minutes, it didn't happen. And if you look at the minutes of those two meetings, the one before and the one in February 2017, it shows there is no notice. It didn't happen. Thank you.
Bill?
I agree with Adrienne and Matthew. I think it's ridiculous to go back and try to undo a decision that was made over a year ago. It's in the minutes. It was approved by the board after discussion, quite a bit of discussion by email. Went back and looked at some of the emails from last year. Bob Mark, who's an attorney, used to be on the board until you all ran him off. He pointed out that it's probably a violation of the original standing rules, a violation of the bylaws anyway, because the bylaws give provisions. They have provisions on how to count absences and things like that. And essentially, we were overruling the bylaws. So I think we should leave the rescission alone. The rule was rescinded. There is no standing rule in this anymore. And to take exception to what Joseph said, this organization is not going bankrupt because we're not following the rules. It's because we're spending so much time, wasting time, talking about stuff like this instead of raising money. That's what we should be concentrating on.
Adriana, you're the last speaker, and then I guess
Yes. We are talking about body scale. I don't know why, for example, all the audios of those meetings are not posted there. So convenient. The minutes are now, we know, one of the minutes of one of the meetings of this LSB that is posted in kpfdx.org, that is the Pacifica Foundation website, and when they have the roll call, one of the lines is, that guy with a beard that I don't know the name, I don't remember the name. Those are the minutes that they are posted there. How? Without the audio, and we know that the audios are. Bill told us that he records every meeting. He told us more than once that we present those audios. Why they are not there? The reality is the rule was passed because some members abused it in such a way. Like Wayne said at some point in time, one meeting in 14.
Thank you.
That is not acceptable.
So I get a minute to close because you're challenging my ruling.
Hold on, there's 3-4. And
three and three.
Two against.
I can take another against before I speak. That's fine with me. Who would like to speak against the chair? Okay, then it's my turn to. Are you raising your hand? Thank you. Okay. So the thing about this that's interesting is not only was the passing of the motion in that meeting out of order, but from that meeting forward, we continue to use the special rule. In every meeting, we voted to excuse, we voted to suspend the rules and excuse people. So we as a body didn't even accept that that had changed. Also, I've been challenged that I'm not allowed to make this point of order. If you look at Robert's Rules, page 251, it discusses points of order. Yes, points of order usually have to be brought up in a really timely manner. However, this section, timeliness requirement for a point of order, says, the only exception to the rule that point of order must be made at the time of breach arising in connection with breaches that are of continuing nature, in which case a point of order can be made at any time during the continuance of the breach. It keeps going by saying instances of this kind occur when a main motion has been adopted that conflicts with procedural rules or parliamentary law, which this does because we rescinded a special rule. So now we're going to vote. All those in favor of the chair are saying that this special rule is in effect and has been in effect. All those who are opposed to the chair are saying that the motion passed last February was true and that the special rule is not in effect.
Excuse me.
Yes.
I'm late getting here.
Hi.
Is my vote counting up?
Yes, of course. So, all of those in support of the chair and basically in support of the special rule. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. All those opposed?
That's 10.
Hmm? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I'm voting for myself, so it passes, and the special rule is in place.
Sorry.
Yes.
Oh, no. That's a conflict.
No.
Hmm?
The vote has to exceed.
I'm sorry.
It's sustained.
I mean, it's
sustained. Yes.
It was 8-9.
Which means she wins her ruling, is what she said.
Your ruling is sustained.
That's what I said.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes. Okay.
That's a conflict.
Yes. It's called.
That's how it works. Okay, we have some. Thank you. We have some other business to work on in roll call, unfortunately. There's a little messy situation about filling the seat. So what I, Georgia Provost, so what I'd like to do is us to accept her resignation and then to discuss the issue. Is there a motion, can I entertain a motion to accept Georgia Provost's resignation?
I move that we accept Georgia Provost's resignation.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Is there any objection? Okay, so now we have a seat available, and what's happened, I emailed you about this. Alana Law and Apurim and I have been friendly debating about this via email, and he is, the way the candidate list worked was it was Alana Law and then Nancy and then Wesley Bethune. And so Alana Law was offered PK seat when it became available, and he refused the seat, and so we set Nancy.
Nancy.
Let me finish. We set Nancy. Then after Nancy was set, Alana Lon emailed me and said, I changed my mind. I would like to be seated now. And so I looked in the rules to see what to do about this, and all I can see in the bylaws is that we are supposed to follow the candidate list in order, but I don't see anything that explains the situation. I assumed that a refusal to be seated is tantamount to a resignation, but Alana Lon accurately argued that nowhere in our rules, in our text, does it clarify the situation. So what I would like to do is present it to all of us to make the decision, so it's not just me having this decision behind email doors. And so I'd like us to vote whether to seat Alana Lon or to seat Wesley, knowing that it's not a popularity contest, but it's basically how we want to interpret the rules.
Let me check everybody's paid up membership. That's a thing.
You're out of order, Wendy. I'm sorry. You're not allowed to speak during this time. So can we vote, or do we need to debate about this? I'd really like
us not
to. Yes.
Madam Chair, in absence of an articulated
Are you beginning debate about this?
In absence.
Okay.
Of president.
1 minute.
You, as chair, could resolve this matter rather than having all this around the board. You make a determination, we uphold your decision, and we don't, and that sets the precedent. But the way you're going with it, you open up a can of worms.
Okay, so I would like to seat Wesley because I think it's a clearer interpretation of the rules to just follow the candidate list, and because we have evidence that Alana Lon refused, and I would be sorry not to have Alana Lon on the board. Of course, it's not personal. It's just I'm trying to interpret the rules that way. Is there a second to seating Wesley?
Second.
Is there an objection to seating Wesley?
Yes.
Okay, then we'll open a vote. I feel like I've already spoken for mine, so is there someone who will speak against seating Wesley? Yes.
Madam Chair? I believe this exercise is moot based on information that's been presented, and if the information is accurate, then that was a mistake in the first place. It is that, according to this list, Matthew Moore, Georgia Provost, Todd, which refused, All right, in aggregate.
Can I interrupt you? I've checked Pacifica.org. I've sent a screenshot to Nancy multiple times. I have a screenshot on my phone that shows the order. Anyone can look it up right now. The order was Todd Buhlman, Alon Alon. They both refused. Look it up, Nancy. I sent it to you twice today. Nancy and then Wesley.
So proceed.
Ted?
I'm looking at the results of the election that was held last year, 2016 elections, I'm sorry. The list that included Nancy and Matthew and so on. And it said Richard Hyde, who declined this position, and therefore Adrian LaViolette and Nick Economides and Dwayne Lark, Rita Washington, Rick Potoff, Matthew Moore, Georgia Protos, then Todd Buhlman, then Nancy, who has been seated, then Alon Alon, then Wesley Bethune. So a number of people have been bypassed, but if you want to go back, and I have to disagree with my friend Dwayne Lark. I think that the chair can rule on this. The chair can also say you all decide. That's what we're doing.
Adrian, you're speaking for seating Wesley, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
You know, this whole business of we've done it wrong before, just like what you were talking about with Hank Lamb's motion. We kept doing it wrong, so
Adrian
let's continue
has
to do it wrong. Is such a horrible way to proceed. How about let's do it right? How about he didn't accept the seat, and so therefore we've moved on, and just because we have precedent of doing something wrong over and over and over again, such as not adhering to Hank Lamb's motion, it's a ridiculous argument. He didn't want to be seated. We've moved on. Let's not do things wrong over and over again.
Are you speaking for
I guess this is the point of order.
Okay.
I did print out the list of the runners-up in order, and after Georgia Provost is Todd Buhlman, Nancy Sabarin-Arcomi, and then Alon Alon Alperin, and then Wesley. So if Alon Alon was offered a seat earlier, that was an error. She shouldn't have been offered a seat before Nancy.
Where are you all getting this? Because I'm going on to Pacifica. I'm clicking on the elections website.
Are you looking at the updated? Because they put a final release. There were multiple releases, and there was a final one. So today you have to make sure you're looking at it. I'm trying to find it myself.
Yeah.
Okay.
I printed this out earlier today, so I don't. I think it's the final one, but
what's the date?
Well, I only printed out the two pages. I mean, the whole thing was like 20 or 30 pages.
Well, the one that came from the NES.
No. Well, that's a couple of them.
Let's stand at ease for a second while we figure this out. I trust you that that's what it says.
5 minutes?
Isn't that one posted on the
website?
We'll
take 2 minutes.
2 minutes.
Just stand at ease while we look this up. Hi.
Nancy, can you show her? Nancy.
I'm going to elections.pacifica.org. I'm going to the 2016 Pacifica Delegates Elections Recount Report with Runners-Up Listings. I'm clicking on that link. I'm scrolling down. There's 14 pages. I'm scrolling down to page 7. And there I see Georgia Provost, Todd Buhlman, Alon Alon, defeated fourth round, 13th alternate. Nancy Sabarin-Arcomi defeated third round, 12th alternate. That's interesting.
That's not interesting.
Yeah.
That's the problem,
so
right?
That's the problem, right? It's that the recount status is this, and then the certified status switches it.
Right.
So the third column is wrong.
And the one you, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Madam Chair, so I was advocating and it's all very wonderful.
I know.
But I was going to say, for diversity purposes, I believe Mr. Alvaro would be a better asset to our group.
Well, based on this, my motion is out of order. So the only viable candidate is Alana Lon. Wesley, I'm sorry if you're here. Wesley's been very patient through this process. So I'd like to move to seat Alana Lon.
Second.
Is there an objection? Sorry, the website is confusing. Okay, we're moving on to agenda approval.
Wait, there's Alon.
Oh, Alon, welcome to the board.
Thank you.
And it's custom that you have 3 minutes to speak. Would you like
to? I have 1 minute to speak, and okay. I'll do so now. You all can remember how difficult it is to become a candidate for LSV delegate. Statements, speeches, monitoring the video, radio, audio recordings to make sure they got played fairly. If you're going to enter a dark room and you needed a light to see where the light switch is, and you took your flashlight or candle and lit it to go in, only to find the battery was dead, or a gust of wind blew out the campfire, you wouldn't go back to the store to get a new flashlight that matches. You'd go in your pocket for a spare battery or your Vic, so the darkness would be temporary. We previously dealt with the issue of temporary withdrawal. I shouldn't have to campaign all over again when I otherwise would still be a KPFT member-selected runner-up who wants fair balance in our programming between talk shows, education, music entertainment, and most importantly, an outlet for truth in an era where corporate power brokers are conspiring to end the First Amendment freedom of speech. Thank you.
Thank you. Come sit with us, Alana Lon. I am so sorry for my part in that confusion. I take responsibility.
There's room right there. So we can see you without turning our heads around.
Moving to agenda approval, you've noticed on the agenda I've estimated time limits. I'm going to hold us to those unless someone moves to extend debate or close debate. I also moved governance items out of consent items because we didn't receive a report from that committee 3 days before our meeting. That's according to Standing Rule Article 1, Section 2. Are there changes to the agenda? Addition changes, yes. Just say your motion.
I want to move the executive session right after public comment.
Is there a second? Is there an objection? Okay, so that's item 11, Roman numeral 11. It's bolded. It says time certain 9 p.m. We're going to change that to time certain 8:30 p.m.
And I have a point of information. Why is the motion that I wrote, why does that need to be an executive session?
What you require in the motion would require executive session. Shall I just put the asterisk to note that that would require more executive session?
Okay.
Sorry that that was confusing.
And so I would like to move that up then.
Where?
To executive session. Right after minutes approval.
Okay, there's a request to move item 13A after minutes approval. Is there a second?
Second. That would be another executive session.
That's not going to have to be an executive session?
No, it doesn't have to be. It requires executive session later in the meeting if you read the motion. The motion itself doesn't require executive session. Move it after minutes approval.
Point of information.
Yes.
So the reason we're moving it to that position is to discuss it.
If you look at the motion, it's requesting us to take action at this meeting. And so I assume why Adrian's moving it is to move it before action would need to be taken. It's asking us to take comment at 8:30.
Okay, I'm just trying to wrap my head around.
This is not a time for debate.
We're going to, I am trying to find out that you've approved something for private discussion, and yet you're putting it up on the public.
The motion itself is not an executive session discussion. What the motion requires, if the motion passes, would be executive session time.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I don't
Wait, is there a second to move this motion? Okay. Is there an objection?
Yes.
Okay.
And the basic reason is
so wait, so now we need Adrian to speak?
Okay.
You can speak toward moving your motion.
As Casey said, the motion needs to be moved because if the motion is passed, it requires us to go into executive session. So that the, I assume these fine people who would like to testify and provide input to the IGM evaluation would be able to do so. A lot of people were disenfranchised in this IGM evaluation. And I think it's very important that we adhere to the principles of Pacifica and that we not disenfranchise anyone based on our apparent dislike for what they might say or for any reason for that matter. So I'm moving to move it up for those reasons. It's a really important issue and it's something that should be made very public.
Stay in order, please.
Madam Chair.
Adriana? Stop this side talk.
One of the problems that we are having with this motion is in order to prove that this motion doesn't make any sense, we need to say a bunch of names that are totally executive. But I want to point a little, if you want, I can try, but will be really difficult without the names, right? How can we discuss without saying exactly what happened, to whom, how, and when? And that is executive session. How can I divert here names, emails? We cannot. I'm very sorry, but this is like tying our hands. We hear her saying something that is absolutely false, but I cannot prove it because in order to prove it, I need to divert what is executive session. That is a catch 22.
Yeah. Matthew?
There's no component of this motion that is true or falsehood.
Absolutely.
It is simply, please control yourself, Adrian.
Yeah.
Basically asks that people who want to speak
be allowed to,
and because of the nature of what they are speaking about, it has to happen in executive session. So to vote on this motion after executive session logically does not make any sense, therefore it should be moved to the beginning, then we can debate the viability.
Thank you. Ted?
I support the thing, so maybe I have to wait.
Yeah, is there anyone against moving it?
Against moving it where?
Under minutes approval. You're against?
So in favor, can I speak?
Okay, Ted speaking in favor.
We don't
have any speakers again. Can we just vote?
Yes.
No. Okay.
Well, can I?
No.
No.
What?
All those in favor of moving item 13A. Under minutes approval, which is item 5. All those in favor of the move,
yeah.
Say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
No.
Let's raise our hands. All those in favor of the move? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Please tell him how to vote.
You're out of order. That's a warning, Adrian. All those opposed
point of order
to moving it?
Point of order.
Madam Chair. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Point of order. I was distracted because Adriana was telling someone how to vote. Okay?
Second. We're about to vote. Can we vote, please?
Yes.
All those in favor of moving the motion after minutes, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. All those opposed, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So the motion 13A moves after minutes approval.
Point of order?
Yes. Thank you.
Madam Chair, I mean, just to be fair, you called Adrian to order, and you have not officially called Adriana.
That's
nor
true.
Dwayne.
I did give Dwayne a warning. I wrote it down. It's right here. I'll put Adriana down for a warning. Okay. I have something I'd like to move on the agenda. I'd like to speak and move something on the agenda. No, I am making a motion.
Please call the member to order.
What's your point of information?
You said that you wrapped me up because
yes.
I answered what he asked me.
She called a point of order on you and said you were out of order. And so I'm giving you a warning.
He asked me something.
So,
point of order.
I am going to, I would like to move the attendance issue. Okay, it's Roman numeral 7A, the governance attendance subcommittee report, motion A. I just want to move that one above what Adrian just said. So I'd like to move it right after minutes approval so we can settle it. Is there a second?
Second.
Is there any objection? Okay, so we've moved item 7A, little a. I don't know why I did AA, but whatever. That's after minutes approval.
So it's before 13?
Yes. Any other changes or additions to the agenda? I'd like to entertain a motion to approve this agenda.
I second it.
Any objection? Great. Okay. We're moving on to minutes approval. The executive session minutes, if there are corrections, that needs to be moved down into our executive session time. If there's not, I'd like to just get it over with here. So, first we have April LSB 411. Ted passed those out to you. This is not the executive session. This is the open session minutes. Are there any corrections to these minutes? They've been sent to you several times. Adrian?
It's a simple mistake. So, on page 2, at the bottom, I already told Ted this, but I guess it was just kind of confused. So, Adriana Castanets, add up to, and then it says after $1,500, and so take out after, so, an invoice, am I, okay, well, on April 11th, right?
Yeah,
okay.
You're at the bottom of page 1.
Okay, so add up to, oh, right, okay, sorry, scratch that. Add up to, the words up to, after 1,500, and invoices will be sent to the business manager. The as needed goes after 1,500. Ted, do you see it? It's 1,500. As needed.
I got it.
I will accept it as if it's submitted to me in writing by Adrian.
The as needed goes after 1500. Right. This just, thank you for changing this, Adrian, but it would have been easier to do before the meeting.
I did, twice.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Any other corrections to these minutes? All right. These minutes are passed. That's April, with that correction, April 11th, 2018 open session. I wrote it for you. Next ones are executive session for April 11th. Are there any corrections?
Yes.
Okay, then we're going to do those in executive session. I will mark that on my agenda. We're on item C under minutes approval, the April adjourned LSB 418. They were emailed to you. Are there any corrections to those minutes? Yes.
I had a correction. I've already emailed it to Ted. And in paragraph 3, beginning Matthew Moore raised a point of order, it should read, Matthew Moore raised the following point of order. The motion regarding the school candidates was out of order for the standing rule section 4. Standing committees that establish a management selection and review committee. Since this committee has been meeting regularly, this matter should be referred to the MSRC. Is it MSRC's job to vet candidates, follow up on applicants who formally applied for their qualifications, resumes, and applications, and report back to the LSB so that they can make an informed decision from a list of qualified applicants? After it from the body, the chair moved this point of order into executive session. And then, so I've already emailed this to Ted.
what he had in the minutes.
Is that an acceptable correction to you, sir?
He talked about the bylaws and things that didn't exist.
I'm not really following this. So okay to the body, it's okay with you.
I'm not sure where are those minutes.
They were emailed to us.
Hit her again.
It's on Fair Operation, where it says Matthew.
What is the correction?
I've already emailed the correction. It says that, and it points to the standing rule that I referenced, and it gives the point of order.
It just corrects the standing rule that's in it?
Yes, because Ted says bylaws.
Got it.
If it isn't, I'll bring it back to the body. I'll work with you on it on the telephone to make sure it's clear to everyone.
Okay, thank you. Any other corrections to those minutes? Yes.
I have a request for logistical information. The manager's report is mentioned in the minutes. For archive purposes, how will the manager's report be accessed in conjunction with those minutes? Maybe this is protocol from decades, I don't know, but I personally don't know. All we have on that paper is the words.
Yeah, I understand. Can anyone answer that question quickly?
Yes.
Adriana?
What's supposed to be, and every time it's attached to the report.
Okay. So can you copy the general manager's report and put that within your minutes for 4:18, the open session? I'm writing it down.
Was it verbally given to the body?
We can look that up
no,
later.
No, it was written.
Okay. Yes.
So I just want to clarify, Ted, real quick. So the motion was then tabled and then brought back up in
what
the
motion
session.
Oh, the point of order.
Sorry. Oh. I'm sorry. The point of order. So Ted, you got it, Ted?
Let's email. Okay. Copy me.
Okay.
Last we have the... Oh, so are there any more corrections to those minutes? Okay, so with those changes, attaching the general manager's report, clarifying this motion, the standing rules, and the fact that it moved to executive session, those minutes are approved. Next we have the 4:18 executive session minutes. Are there corrections to that? Okay.
Let me just say, there's a second part that because we moved that point of order to executive session, I've already emailed the text to Ted, so we don't need to revisit it in the executive session, that portion of it.
Point of order, how can we discuss those minutes in this meeting right now?
They've been emailed to us several times.
But how can we offer comments?
Because you should have done it via email before this meeting.
So then why are we discussing it at all right now?
Because I hear that there were emails sent that weren't responded to.
Mine wasn't. I didn't give one.
Madam Chair. It just seems to me that this conversation should take place during executive session.
Okay. Then we'll move this one
to executive session.
Great. We'll come back to it. Thanks, everybody. We're going to consent items. Consent items are motions that come out of a committee that has been...
No.
Oh, man, we did all these changes. Sorry. Okay. We're on 7AA. This goes back to that subcommittee report I sent you and put in your folders. You can see the colorful attendance tracker in your folders, too, that this relates to. These motions that are presented here passed unanimously on our subcommittee, Elaine, PK, and I, and then also on the governance committee. Now they're brought to you for approval. This is my motion, so Rita is going to chair this part of the meeting, and I'm going to step aside so I can speak for my motion. Thank you, Rita.
Okay. We have before us the 7A. 7AA. The motion to grant Jim Crafton an excused absence for 1/24/18 by suspending special rule article 1, section 1, in order to prevent any woman from being removed due to shady practices and records.
Point of order. This motion is out of order because there is no such special rule. Even though we voted on it, I want on the record that there is no such special
rule. Point of order. This is dilatory, and I would like Ms. LaViolette listed in the minutes as raising a dilatory point in violation of our standing special rules.
It is not dilatory.
We've already set it out.
I'll take on the motion.
Don't make me call.
Okay, now there is, whether you did it facetiously or not, you made a motion to move her out. Yeah. That motion was seconded.
What?
So, okay, you didn't know what Jim was saying, right?
Oh,
okay, I just wanted to make sure. See, that's what I'm saying. Be careful. Because
he made a motion, he doesn't
have to. She's going back to the original conversation.
Huh. Okay. I want it on record that I'm saying that point of order. I just want it on the record. And that's all.
Any objections to
the motion is out of order.
Okay, we got you. And you, the thing
you
about it,
you rule in her favor or against her point of order?
No, she said she wanted it on record.
Yeah, but
no, she said she wanted it on record about her point of order. That's all that you need to put on there. That's on her record because she, that's, I don't agree with her. So.
Okay, that's your rule.
But that's not my rule. It was already ruled. You need to put exactly what she said, that there's an objection to what she's saying. She's
the motion is out of order.
We have it, Adrienne. We have it in the minutes. Okay. We're going to go. All in favor of this motion?
No, is there an objection?
Any objections to the motion?
Yeah. I'm going to shut up.
Okay, so I get to speak.
Any objections?
I want the maker of the motion to explain what it means, because I'm the center of attention. Y'all be spending so much time in governance.
Okay,
it's flattering to know what y'all been doing, but I'd like to know what it means.
Is this an objection?
No, it's not an objection. I mean, the only person that objected was Cliff.
Okay.
So since he objected, go ahead.
Okay.
And address your motion.
Okay. So you have this tracker in front of you, this rainbow tracker looking thing, and that's what Elaine, PK, and I made with our investigation of the attendance. You can see on my report the motion that in the packet, the motion that governance passed for us to do this work, to go back and validate all of our attendance and make a transparent record for this body. And so that's what we did. And we found some errors that were made in our process. And this one happened in a meeting I chaired. And we gave Jim an excused absence on January 24th, even though he had more than 3 absences in the preceding 12 months. And this happened in part, just to give me a little break, because the minute we had tons of minutes that weren't approved, if you remember. And also we had no attendance records. No point I've been on this board have we had an attendance record until now. And so neither of those things are Jim's fault. Like he didn't know the record. We didn't have approved minutes. He didn't know his status and number of excused absences. And so I don't think he should be punished for us making a mistake and giving him an incorrect excused absence. Especially because after that, he had to miss the next 2 meetings for family reasons. And I know it was a hard decision to miss the meetings. And I'm sure he took into account the fact that he had this excused absence and so that he was safe to miss those meetings. So it seems really unfair to me to remove him from the board, basically, if we don't grant him this excused absence. So I'm really pleading with all of you to excuse it, because we already have done this. We just need to do it in a way that suspends the special rule.
Anyone against? Bill, you're against?
I have an amendment. And I agree with you, Casey. But, you know, we have...
Let me think. Is there anyone against? Okay.
You know, we've been...
Point of order.
Kick people off.
Point of order.
Absences.
Point of order.
What are you doing?
What's the amendment?
For what? If he's going to speak to an amendment, he has to make the amendment first, not go into his debate for it before he makes it.
The next sentence was going to be there.
Well, start with that sentence.
We have 2 minutes to public comment.
Excuse all the people who've asked for excused absences this year. if the reason was because of a death in the family, or they were medical, or for medical reasons, because we have, and because we had several people who were denied excused absences who were either in the hospital
order,
or visiting some a relative in the
Bill,
hospital.
Bill, what is your amendment? Give me the exact order.
Excuse everyone who has asked excused absence this year if it, the reason was because of a death in the family or a medical reason. So that includes Jim. So go beyond just excusing
okay.
Jim, but excusing additional people.
Yes.
Because we've been very arbitrary.
Bill, hold on just a second. In order for us to vote on your amendment, we have to exactly know what your amendment is. Let's go to the motion, and we're not going to get a chance to do it because we got a minute before public comment. You go to your motion. Where would you like to make your amendments? What are your words? That's how you make an amendment. Okay. Don't just start talking and we supposed to know what you're saying.
And
okay?
To the end, further, also excuse all LSD members who requested excused absence this year if the reason was because of a death in the family or for medical reasons.
Okay, so in order to prevent any board member from being removed due to shaky practices and records.
I would like to amend the amendment.
No, we haven't even voted on that, so you can't. As a matter of fact, we're about to go into public comment, so we're not going
to
even
like to
be able to address this issue because we have 1 minute to public comment.
Is
there a second to Bill's amendment, which I don't think...
Second.
Madam Chair, could you request the amendment to the amendment?
While we are in public comment, Bill, would you make sure you give that to us so that we can read it exactly correctly when we come back? It's now time for public comment.
Any amendments are being written.
Just to clarify, we're going into public comment right now. Come back into order, please. We're going to come back to public comment, and then at 8:30 we have to go into executive session. So this debate is going to be below executive session. Public comment. Let me find my notes. Can I have the sign-up sheet? Will someone bring that to me, please?
Can I say something?
You're here. We marked you here. We'll have time when we transition. I need the sign up sheet, please. Can you raise your hand if you need the sign-up sheet for public comment? Okay, please bring it to me. The way that we've been doing this at every meeting is I take the numbers, I have numbered cards, I mix them up so it's a random order. Board members, are any of you opposed to me using that process again tonight? Okay, so we have 7 names. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Let me do the honors.
Oh my.
Okay. Okay, first will be Sarai Garcia, Ray Hill, Venetia, Wendy, Forrest Blank. It's not anonymous. Or maybe that's anonymous.
Yes, anonymous.
Okay, 4, sorry. 3 is Lisa. And then 1 is Judy. Okay, we have 7 speakers, so 30 divided by 7 is about 4. So everyone will have 4 minutes, and I'm going to tell you who speaks and who's going to speak next so you're prepared to come up. So first we have Sarai, and then we have Ray. Sarai, will you come up? And you can stand wherever you feel comfortable and address whoever you feel